Hey, welcome to episode 143 of Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. This week is a three-day listen week. Yes, it's become more of a habit than I like, but it is the way it is. And at the end of the episode, you'll hear why. It was a three-day week for me for walking. I walked on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Maybe we'll call this MWF. That's the name of this episode, 143, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. All right, thanks all. Have a fabulous day. And without any further ado, I really appreciate you listening to Fresh Air at 5. I'm thankful that you take the time to listen. If you're this far into the introduction, I appreciate that. So please continue. Tell someone about it. Write a review on one of your platforms. Apple Podcasts would be great because that's where I go a lot. And I appreciate hearing from my listeners. All right, episode 143, Fresh Air at 5.
Hi, I'm Steve Mileto from the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected.
Hey, PLN, it's October 23, 2023, and we are on the other side of conference weekend. And last time I talked to you was on the 19th, on the Thursday afternoon, because I was at North Delta Secondary. And since then, what an event. The goods and the bads, man. We had some great connections with some people. We had some really poor connections with some people, which caused a significant amount of challenge and problems because our online service provider for our participant site went down on Friday morning, and we did not have the capacity at that moment to have a workaround. We did by the end of the day, but it has really affected many, many online conference attendees' day of experience, and we apologize for that. Yes, also streaming out of the theater, the audio quality was really, really, really poor. So we're figuring out workarounds for that in the future. But we did have some good come out of it. A lot of people connected with a number of different people. I was able to connect with my very first practicum sponsor teachers at the conference and saw them. It was awesome. It's fantastic. Got to take a picture of them with me. And it's pretty nifty to go, hey, man, it's been 15 years later that we have, you know, since I was in your classroom space, actually probably 16, but yes, that was pretty fun. Our MyPeta executive team is an amazing group of people, and we have spent much time together this weekend working on the conference, planning next year's conference, debriefing the conference, having our, you know, things we love, things we loathe, our debrief reflections, and it's so very important for a team. Thankful for MyPeta executive. All right, so that's what's going on. That's where I'm at. I'm really tired, and it was hard to get out of bed this morning, but I'm glad I did. All right, one more thing coming up. We got Shannon Martin and Fuzz talking about AI tools, so I'll be right back. Hang on. One more thing for October 23, 2023. This morning I listened to episode 162 of Tech Tools for Teachers with Shannon Martin and Fuzz, as they talk about AI part 2. And they bring us some AI tech tools that we could consider and look at. One is a Chrome extension called Brisk, and it's built right in there. Does things like check for AI writing and student work. It will change reading levels and take an article, a web page, and change the reading levels. It has a simple editor so that you can make changes and copy and paste. And it does connect to your Google Drive and Google Docs so that it has a place to save these things for you. It's really important, as with any even paper curriculum, that we make it our own. We don't take it for what it is and read the script, because the students are like, Mr. Carpenter, you're reading and you're not, that's not, I don't, do you know what you're talking about? And so we got to make sure that we have our voice in there, as it's so important if we are using such tools. And how is that different than students using AI tools to get the job done, kind of like we get the job done? Oh, okay, I'm not, that's another level of conversation. Second tool that, the first tool actually that Shanna brought to us was called EduAid. And EduAid is an AI tool, kind of like Magic School, that has many different prongs to it, that does rubric generation, you know, engagement activities, sentence starters. It will take and write lesson plans, sub plans, those things that take time for us. Now, you can't just use these things and boom, you're done. You have to be thoughtful, be mindful. That's a big part of where we are today. What's our critical thinking like? We've got to teach critical thinking to our students. Us as teachers need to be critical thinkers and not take something for whatever it says at face value. All right, thanks, Fuzz. Thanks, Shanna. We'll talk to you soon. And I missed your bumper on this episode for EduPodcast. So talk to you soon. Okay, bye. One more thing for October 23. I listened to Teach Happier with Suzanne Daly. Now, she brings us an episode called Relationship Ratio, and it's important that we heed this and take this into consideration for our own self and well-being. She talks about the importance of having 5 positive interactions for every negative interaction. And, you know, we hear this when you talk about interacting in relationships with students, that for every negative comment, we need to make 10 positive comments. Well, what about us? You know, we aren't vulnerable, or aren't invulnerable to feelings of sadness and upset as we are in conflict situations. Many of us are not wired for this kind of engagement in conflict situations, and we would rather avoid it. So what do we do when it happens? And our conference this past weekend had a lot of negative interactions that came our way because of things that didn't work out for our participants. And they were, you know, commenting and almost even lashing out at us executive. But it was, you know, how do we get through this? How do we get through this? Our executive team, you know, 10 people on our team, that made a conference for 2,300 people happen with lots of moving parts, you know, are there for each other. And we need to care about one another and support one another. And in the middle of the day, I sent out a meme that talked about, you know, these two sharks looking at one another, and one goes, "Bob, you know, Bob, I just feel like a good shark. I just feel like a good shark, Bob." And his friend goes, "Hey, you know, remember, you're a great white shark." And that we have to be reminded by our colleagues and people around us that we are great white sharks. Thank you, Susanna. Appreciate it. And have a fabulous day. I will. Okay, bye. The last thing for October 23, 2023. It's the end of my walk now. I'm just about to turn the corner for home. And I wanted to share that I listened to episode 235 of Teachers on Fire with Tim Cavey. And Tim has started his Saturday morning broadcast again, where he has like roundtable discussions and things like that called Teacher Talk. And on Teacher Talk, Tim talks with people. And recently he's been reviewing the different post threads going on in X, or in Twitter, in EduTwitter, and brings us some highlights that he has seen. And this week is a couple of provocative, not in a bad way, but just things that get us going. And the title of his podcast this week or today for this episode is cursive idea equals a bad idea. Cursive writing equals a bad idea. That's what it is. And how is cursive writing necessary or not in our world today, and how California has just put in place that cursive needs to be taught to grades 1 to 6 coming up. And are the teachers that are teaching these young ones able to do that? And when did I learn cursive writing? I learned it in later elementary, not in grade 1, because I was learning my alphabet still. But, you know, it was later elementary. And so projecting it all the way down to grade 1, I think that's heavy. So me, I'm not a big cursive fan, though my daughter, she has difficulty reading my mom's cursive writing. So maybe we have a tool that can read it and get it back to her. Then on later, Tim also talks about, attending student performances outside of school and how that also is not a great idea because of precedent setting and teacher capacity. And, am I able to do it? But what about you? Are you, how come you can't do it? For different reasons of our teacher lives. Thanks, Tim. So many great ideas. Take a listen and be inspired. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN. It's Wednesday, October 26, 2023, and we are sitting at 6 degrees Celsius this morning, maybe even 5. It is chilly out here. We had a good rainstorm come through yesterday, and I think we had a high of 9 Celsius here in Abbotsford. So we are definitely into the fall mode, and some would say on the way to winter. Don't like that idea, but 'tis true. We can't have spring when we get to go spring fishing and get started with outdoor activities in full until the winter is through and past. So bring winter. Let's go, and then we can get on with other things. Okay, this morning I listened to episode 77 of the Evolving with Gratitude podcast with Lainey Rowell. And she has on guest LaVonna Roth, who is a consultant keynote speaker and the founder of the SHINE program, S-H-I-N-E. And the SHINE framework stands for Self, Heart, Inspire, Navigate, and expectant, and or exceptional, actually exceptional at the end. And we need to take care of ourselves. Take a listen to this podcast, because this is a fantastic conversation between Lainey and LaVonna, as they talk about vulnerability as a leader, talk about, you know, feelings of imposter syndrome — they don't say those words — but about having something to offer and who is going to pay attention. That's why I got this podcast. Right now you're listening to me talk, and I think that I have something of value to add to your life. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't. You know, is it good all the time? Maybe not. Do I say things all the time that inspire you? Probably not. But sometimes I just might. So be who you are, get outside, get some fresh air, and look at the day from a brighter lens than from a darker lens. All right, that's all I got for today. Have a fabulous day. Okay, Carpenter out. Okay, bye. Hey, PL, and it's Friday, October 27, 2023, out for Fresh Air at 5 this morning, and I compliantly, or with a little bit of interest, got out the door this morning because it's been a long week. Full week, lots going on. It's the week I came off the conference planning, and we still have some residual things we're working on and working through as a team about the conference and for next year. And, you know, that takes it out of you. And then you got to get back into what I'm teaching at school and being engaged there. And then my sore shoulder, that pain in my shoulder, and I've got physio that I have started, so it should improve, but it's still there and it's bothering me. So it's been difficult to get out the door this week. Yesterday was newsletter build day at school, and I was thankful that it went off pretty good. I put all the information into Microsoft Teams files, and so my students could access it from our team and provided a PowerPoint, and we had a 10-page, 8.5 by 11 PowerPoint by the time we were done yesterday. I still have to do a bit of overall editing and consistency things, but nothing major. I'm not going to change major or structural things that they've worked on, but we had a great day of newsletter building and in the midst of that, about learning. How can we use PowerPoint as our tool? Because if you listen from last month, I let them use whatever tool they wanted, and we are moved from Google to Microsoft, and Google Slides was my jam before. Our jam, that's what we like. My students were like so engaged in that, and it was so important. All right, this morning I listened to episode 4 of the Embrace the Messy podcast with Shannon Schenkel. She has on Dr. Heather Lyons, who is an engagement expert, and she's written a book, Engagement is Not a Unicorn, It's a Narwhal, that was published a few years ago, and talks about student engagement and the four quadrants. I'm coming right back. Hang on a second. One more thing for October 27, 2023. Okay, as I was saying, I listened to episode 4 of the Embrace the Messy podcast with Shannon Schenkel, as she interviewed Dr. Heather Lyons, talking about engagement. The four quadrants that Heather talks about are the four quadrants of non-compliance, compliance, interested, and absorption, being fully absorbed in a task, and looking at how each of those is related to engagement, student engagement. It's really funny. I had an opportunity to go to Ottawa about 4 years ago to talk to a group of teachers about student engagement and how I do that in my online space. And looking back, it was very far from what we're talking about here, but because I didn't understand the language of engagement at the time. But I'm learning a lot more now, and we're talking about how students go from, you know, I don't want to do this, to I'm interested to do this and compliant, and then being absorbed. And I would say that my Media Design 11, 12 students working on the newsletter yesterday were between absorbed and interested. I had some that were absorbed. We could have kept working on it, and I could have had their help all for the next block and skip gym, but that's not my job to do. I cut them free when it was time for them to go. But they were, you know, very interested in doing that. And it's interesting looking at myself about tasks of engagement and what do I do and how do I function as a dad and what are the things that I don't want to do, things that I do have to do for compliance, interested and absorbed, and you know, doing the dishes in a few minutes when I go into the kitchen. That is more of a compliant thing than an interested thing. I'm interested because I need dishes to eat off of. But yes, you understand what I'm saying, right? And so it's a good conversation to listen to. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate your thoughts as I wrap up my week and move into today. And I am enthusiastic about learning and paying attention to levels of engagement in my colleagues and myself through my day. All right. Have a fabulous day. Happy Friday, y'all. Okay, bye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cole's Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here, and on the Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself, because you're worth it.